What do you get when you combine a cup of music, a teaspoon of stories, and a dash of culture and tradition? Mucho Radio, the new recipe for radio.
This is Mucho African Radio. My name is Murat Nahimana. I'm a Black Diplomats Academy alumni and Mucho Radio young journalist. We welcome today on the show Kishana King, a Black Diplomats Academy fellow, a Dalit Executive Council member, and our guest here was a participant in the conference. So welcome, Kishana.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's always a pleasure. And so from April 16th to the 19th, 2024, took place the third session of the Permanent Forum of People of African Descent. And it was hosted at the United Nations office in Geneva, Switzerland. So welcome, Kishana. What has your experience been like at the United Nations office?
Well, thank you so much for having me, Murat, first of all. The United Nations office in Geneva is expansive, and it is a incredible environment to be around because you are seeing many cultures, many peoples interacting in one space. You're seeing art from everywhere. You're seeing people who really care about making the world a better place. The palace itself is actually under renovation, so we had moved into a separate building to host the forum, but just the scenery and being on the UN grounds is an experience unlike any other, I would say.
That's awesome. Can you tell us about the Developing Young Leaders of Tomorrow, the delegation this year, and how they presented themselves?
Absolutely. So I joined the delegation from DILOT, which is short for Developing Young Leaders of Tomorrow today, to the Permanent Forum. We were very fortunate to be almost an entirely woman-led delegation. So the delegation consisted of two executive council members, myself and Rochelle Burke, as well as our head delegates, Denisha and Angelica, who are also part of the DILOT staff. And then we had joining us as well at Black Diplomats Academy, current fellow Siobhan and Rafaela, as well as Cameron, who was actually jointly representing his university in the United States. So we had a pretty robust delegation, and it was really excellent to have our youth contribution to the Permanent Forum.
Oh, that's awesome. I also think that it's great that you guys have the past fellows as well as the current ones to be able to bring a sort of balance and experience with past fellows. And I think it's really great.
Thanks.
Can you tell us more about Dalit's calls about Black youth priorities?
Absolutely. We were very fortunate around this time at the forum to be able to again deliver a two-minute intervention on the UN floor. And this intervention focused primarily on the continuation of a second decade for people of African descent and how we are really encouraging people throughout the diaspora, including our elders and those who have gone before us, to help the youth continue the work that needs to be done. So we endorsed and expressed our support for a second decade of people of African descent, and also once again pushed and echoed the call for youth to be more involved in the forum by establishing a youth secretariat. That was our main mission, to make sure that because the diaspora is so young and has so much potential, we want to make sure that our voices are starting to be heard in the decision-making process. And we acknowledge that we don't have all the answers and that we need the help of those who have gone before us in order to really affect change. That's what we really wanted to share on the UN floor.
And I'm sure you had the opportunity to talk with the Minister of Diversity and Inclusion and Persons with Disabilities, Kamal Khera?
Yes, absolutely.
And so would you like to tell us about how the meeting went down with the Minister of Diversity, Inclusion, and Personal with Disabilities?
Yes, we were very fortunate to attend the reception with the minister as well as Canada's ambassador to Switzerland at the Canadian Permanent Mission. And we were there with several other civil society organizations that are advancing the cause for people of African descent on our soil. So that was a joy. But meeting the minister and hearing her remarks about the incredible work that has been done on the federal government level to support Black communities in Canada, and also just getting to be around her energy as another young person and as somebody that really believes in what the youth are doing was an invaluable experience, I would say.
Oh, that's always valuable. And mm-hmm. So, Kishana, how do you see the future with BDA and the ability to attend those conferences with youth?
I see the participation of youth delegates growing and becoming a central facet of the Black Diplomats Academy and of Dialogue as a whole. Because as I mentioned before, the diaspora is so young. The Black Diplomats Academy is not just connecting youth within Canada who want to do well, but it is truly a global program with participants all over the world. And getting together to mobilize that sort of knowledge and different experiences to really affect change that can be realized in multiple different communities is going to be a strength. So I'm really looking forward to the future delegations that Dialogue sends, not only to the UN, but to other conferences and forums and youth gatherings, because I believe that they're going to be, first of all, directed by past Dialogue fellows, and they're really going to take the lead on organizing these delegations, bringing people together, making sure people are informed, and mobilizing all of the youth voices and collective actions to be heard 10 times more than they're being heard currently.
Indeed. And BDA does offer the ability to contribute to Black youth brilliance. And I think that as a fellow, you are also in the best position to tell us what is coming for BDA in the near future.
Oh. Well, thanks for asking. As I mentioned before on this radio show as well, that I'm a huge supporter of Dialogue and a big fan, and I would love to share what is coming for the future. So Dialogue BDA recently just started the fourth cohort of the Academy, which is now in its learning lab phase, which that group is meeting every week. And in the future, what you can expect is to see this group of fellows go through the development of their respective policy papers and to be able to share the insights that they will have worked on throughout the year at the Global Summit, which will be happening later this year. As well, you can expect more opportunities for Dialogue fellows all across in their different communities to actually be able to self-organize and host events for community building and community uplifting, the first of which we actually hosted in Ottawa not too long ago. So I think that you're going to be able to see not only more solid papers coming out, more thought leadership being shown and demonstrated, but also you're going to have more community forming naturally and the growth of Dialogue just in everywhere that needs it.
We love to hear that. We love to hear the groundbreaking achievements of Dialogues. And definitely. Thank you again for being with us, Kishana, in this evening. We know that you are always on the go.
Yeah.
So we take your time in consideration. But thank you again for being on Mucho Radio.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure speaking with you, and all the best to the radio and to anyone listening who's interested. There is a spot for you, not just at the UN, but in any community that needs your voice.
Thank you again.
No worries.